It's Thursday, October 11th. I'm Paul Kingsbury with yet another Idaho Sports Report. Side note, today is Take Your Teddy Bear to Work Day here in the United States, so grab those teddies, show them proudly to your friends and coworkers. October is also National Sarcastic Month. That's awesome. No, seriously, I think it's awesome. What? You know what? Seriously, Lauren, leave me alone. Jerk. More slots on the bracket have been filled after last night's district action around the state. In the 5A SIC, the boys, 3A is Boise, 3B is Bora, 3C Rocky Mountain, 3D Centennial, and 3E Mountain View. In the 5A SIC, girls, 3A is Timberline, 3B Boise, 3C Eagle, 3D Mountain View, and 3E Centennial. In the 3A in District 6, the boys, it is Teton as the first seed and South Fremont as the second seed. And in the girls, Class 3, District 6, it's Shelley, the number one seed, and Sugar Salem at 2. In 4A boys in the Magic Valley, it's Gooding, and the girls is Community School. Up north, Sandpoint advanced the state by defeating the Lakeland Hawks 3-2. They are the number one seed coming out of District 1 and 2. Congratulations. You can keep up on the soccer brackets right here on idahosports.com as the tournament gets underway. On to football news, Ryan Howe of the Magic Valley Times News writes that due to injuries, Murtaugh is forfeiting the rest of their season, which consisted of two games, Choban this week and Castleford next week. Choban is going to get a win this week. The school board is considering a few different options moving forward. Keep fighting the lack of numbers and possibly run into the same problem next year and the next year and the next year. Number two, playing a JV schedule, or third, the one I like, co-oping with another nearby school. According to Cleet Edmondson, the Murtaugh AD, Valley, Hanson, and Oakley have already expressed interest in joining forces with the Red Devils. Cleet says that because of all the sudden interest in Murtaugh, he, quote, feels like the pretty girl at the dance. Now, I know Cleet. He used to be in New Plymouth, where I'm from, and the mental image that implanted in my mind kind of makes me weep like the ugly girl at the dance. Seriously, though, good luck to Murtaugh, and hopefully we'll see you guys next year back in action. My personal opinion is that Oakley is the best choice for them. Oakley went to 11-man this year. Numbers dwindled. They need some help. Murtaugh needs help with numbers. I think it's a great marriage. If you want my opinion, there it is. Today's edition of The Front Row with Mark Nelke of the Coeur d'Alene Press. Mark writes that Lake City head coach Van Troxel notched up his 200th career victory last Friday night when the Timberwolves beat Sandpoint 42-14. According to Nelke, Troxel's record is 200 wins, 149 losses, and one tie in his career, and that's 34 years as a high school head coach. He's 123-70-1 in his 19th season at Lake City. The Timberwolves have made it to the state playoffs each of the past 15 seasons. Congrats to Coach Troxel. Tomorrow night's football night in Idaho Sports is your place to be for live games, updated scores, action photos, and more. A lot of big games on the docket tomorrow night, including tonight's game versus Valley View versus Bora, and then on to tomorrow, Capital versus Boise, Centennial versus Mountain View, Eagle versus Rocky Mountain. That's a big game. Jerome versus Minico, Twin Falls versus Canyon Ridge, and the big rivalry game, Weezer at Fruitland. Of course, the Hagerman at Butte County. That's going to be a fun game. Matt Harris and I will be in Arco, the Atomic City, webcasting the hometown Butte County Pirates versus the number one ranked Pirates of Hagerman. In Matt's blog he posted today, he has christened tomorrow night's game the Pirate Bowl. When you get done listening to this, check out Matt's blog. It's great we finally have someone blogging that knows how to form complete sentences. Thanks, Matt, for the blog. It's well-written and very entertaining. Matt and I will also be doing the Friday Night Flash Overtime Show live from the Butte County Press Box after the game. We'll be grabbing a bite to eat at Pickle's Place around 5 o'clock if you want to drop in and say hi, then heading over the field to get set up, doing the game. And then at 10:35 p.m., the Friday Night Flash Overtime Show live from the Butte County Press Box. If you have any news, upcoming events, special messages for someone, or just want to say hi, email it to me at paul@idahosports.com, and I'll add it to the Idaho Sports Report. That's paul@idahosports.com. This is going to do it for today's podcast. From Idaho Sports HQ and for executive producer Lauren Jensen, I'm Paul Kingsbury. Hope you've enjoyed listening to this Idaho Sports Report as much as I've enjoyed bringing it to you. Have a great Thursday, and good day.